Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as once again we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, if you have not tuned in before, those that have understand the format, this is a Q&A format. That is, we can present the information and we invite your dialogue and discussion. You can have your input to the subject and ask questions about the subject at hand as we face the issues each and every day. You can do that by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about sexualization of our children in public schools. The sexualization of our students, our children in public schools. You might ask the question, is that happening in Duval County? Yes, indeed, it's happening in Duval County. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to ask you to do some telephone calling and attend a school board meeting to say enough is enough. But during the course of this broadcast, let me remind you, if you're listening today and you have a child or a grandchild in the public schools, I invite you to tune in very carefully and listen very closely and respond very quickly to some of the needs that we have in our county. Somehow, some way, I believe parents are thinking that in Duval County, we don't have this garbage that you're finding in some of the blue states, those that are controlled by the loose, likes, lost lunatics called the socialist Marxists, BLM communist Democrats, but we do, and it's right here in our own city, in our own county. We'll talk about that during this broadcast today. So let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. And we invite your call, dialogue, and discussion today. The program, each and every day, is designed around the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word is the textbook that ought to be the modus operandi for what we use and all that we do and say. In fact, it's the truth book, as I've called it for so many years. It is very, very clear. In fact, in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. It is the truth that we seek today, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the reason this program is designed as it is each and every day. I think that every Christian, every child of God, every pastor, preacher, teacher ought to be the watchman on the wall, warning of dangers ahead, warning of the difficulties that we're faced with, warning that we're in the last of the last days, warning that as Christians, we need to be salt and light, to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, while we have liberty to do so. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made this statement, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus said, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that the scripture says, as I said in a moment ago, in Psalms 117 and verse 2, where the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Other truths will not, but it's the truth of the Lord that will endure time and eternity. And it ought to be truth that we stand on. It's the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Made this statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we live in that day and that era, that time, when truth is not sought after. Truth is not anything that is to be valued in the society in which we're living today. Truth has been abandoned. Truth is simply that which used to be, as some would view it. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus, where Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that's what we ought to do. As Christians, as conservatives, and even as patriots, we need to take the stand that we're going to stand on truth even if we have to do that alone. If we have to defend truth alone, we ought to be willing to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen. And Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. And Tools for Time staff, ladies and gentlemen, can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Some might ask the question, where is that found? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole there, about 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, manic mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer services representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place for a family-friendly, oriented work environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its employees and their families to worship God in the house of God as God intended it for the Christian home and family. Let me recommend that you drop by Tools for Time, make your application, wait for an interview, and see if God will place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that I have your attention today and that we can focus on the issue that I believe has been overlooked in Duval County, in particular with our school system. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's not just in Duval County, by the way. It's across the nation. But I believe somehow, some way, there's been a feeling of security, safety. And our parents and grandparents in Duval County have thought that somehow, some way, we've been exempted from the demoralization, the sexualization, the brainwashing, and the indoctrination of our sons and daughters in the public school. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, and it's on the fast track today, the fast track in that of destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of the families in our nation. Our public school systems today, ladies and gentlemen, have become the incubators for brainwashing and transforming our children into the wanton images of the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have perverts and pedophiles and educators grooming our sons and daughters to be the LGBTQ transsexual, pansexual, bisexual, any sexual grooming for our sons and daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to groom the boys and girls in the classrooms there to educate. And rather than education, they are indoctrinating our sons and daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad, 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 but it is true that it's taking place. I'm looking at an article here that makes a bold statement as far as the headlines of the article. The article says, transgender science teacher tells U.S. Education Department senior advisor students should be taught that not all egg producers are women. Ladies and gentlemen, you would think somebody's lost their ever-loving mind, as some have used the term. This article is dated April the 27th. A transgender high school science teacher declared that students should be taught that not all egg producers are women, along with other gender-inclusive principles. The individual made the statement, some ways we can show our support for trans and non-binary students is to clean up the language. We can be more accurate and be more inclusive. And the accuracy, they're calling it, the more inclusiveness, as this demonically inspired teacher is saying, is that eggs are produced in the ovaries, and that a, quote, man can produce through an ovary eggs, and that's simply unconscionable to make such a statement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where it's a war against God. It's denial of reality. God's word says that God created male and female, created he them. God didn't create a mistake. God didn't create a shem and a him. God created a man and a woman. And ladies and gentlemen, that's been the order of society since God created man and woman. That's been the absolute, without any reservation, without any equivocation. But yet we have those that are coming on the scene today that are part of the woke culture that has the mindset, the attitude that that can be taught in the classroom and that it's okay. I've said for years and years and years that the governmental controlled schools are simply designed to indoctrinate, not to educate. It is their design to brainwash and not to pass along academia, as has been the thought by many parents across our great nation today. The mindset is somehow, some way, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads have basically zoned out. They've decided that I'll just let that yellow school bus pick up my child in the morning. I'll be free during the day to do as I please, to go to work, and then that school bus can bring those kids back in the evening, and I'll never ask them what they've been taught, never ask them to look at their instructional manuals, their books at all, and just believe that somehow, some way, they're getting educated. Ladies and gentlemen, America is probably getting near the lowest on the totem pole of academia on a global scale. America is not educating students today. We have students that are getting out of high school simply because they've been in the classroom so many days. They are graduated from high school. They go into colleges and universities. They get credentials that are worthless, even though the parents are paying high dollars for it, simply because of what's being taught. The agenda is no longer academia. So ban that from any thinking that you have. Looking at an article that says, Christian Champion names worst offender seeking to pervert and to harm our kids. Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Family Talk Radio and James Dobson Family Institute, has used his latest newsletter to constituents to warn about the dangers of Joe Biden's transgender plans for America. Let me pause for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is taking place with the transgender agenda in every public school across America. It's taking place via the funding by sodomites that want to fund a recruitment program that will recruit other sodomites into their agenda-driven plans. Has nothing to do with academia, but it's coming from the top down. Joe Biden, the first president in the history of the United States of America, that's pushing to destroy the nuclear family, pushing to destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values in the home. And Dr. James Dobson is calling it out. Dr. Dobson cited a number of headlines reflecting Biden's campaigning for the scientifically failed concept that males can become females or females can become males, including Indiana activists to host sex ed kink, K-I-N-K, kink camp for children grades 3 through 5. Further, he says, Dr. Dobson speaking, I've long stated that sins committed against children are the most grievous sins. That is why I believe our Lord made the following statement. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung about his neck and he were cast in the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. And he quotes it from Luke 17 and verse 2. Further, Dobson states, and yet the worst offender seeking to pervert and harm our children is not a corporation or a school board, though that is true. It's our current president and his entire administration. As I shared in a recent statement, President Joe Biden and his administrative agencies are determined to push America totally off the moral edge as they take full aim at dismantling the moral, physical, and spiritual welfare of our children in public schools. Dr. Dobson goes on to say, President Biden has the audacity to invoke God's name on behalf of this wickedness. In a video statement, he addressed Transgender America and stated, this is a statement now from Joe Biden, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God, and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. This article with Dr. Dobson says President Biden would be well to remember that God will not be mocked. And yet here's Biden saying that our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God, and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. Ladies and gentlemen, that is bifurcating the scripture. It is demeaning to the word of God. It is damaging to anyone that's illiterate and anemic in the word of God to believe that here's Joe Biden wanting to push the sodomite agenda and to basically, in doing so, he's wanting to sexualize our children in public schools across America, and he is forcing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the abortion agenda, the transsexual agenda. And he's doing so, he's pushing that, and he's paying for it with taxpayer dollars in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. It is the bastion for indoctrination and for the transformation of an entire generation of kids today. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, our public school system is not designed to carry out the three R's, as it used to be called in pun, reading, writing, and arithmetic. It is not designed for that at all. It is a brainwashing incubator to modify the thinking and the attitude of our sons and daughters and grandkids in the public school. My bride can tell you that I've said for years and years and years, the governmentally controlled schools ought to be abandoned by Christian parents, conservative parents, and parents in general in America if you have any desire to see your sons and daughters grow up to have moral, ethical standing and a foundation that's worthy of standing on. The president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, is pushing and forcing and paying for the sodomite agenda to be carried out in our public schools educational system. And as Dr. Dobson quoted, as I quoted Dr. Dobson a moment ago from Luke 17 and verse 2, may I also give you Matthew chapter 18 and verse 6, where Jesus says, whosoever shall offend, that's the Greek word scandalon, means to cause to stumble and fall. Whosoever shall cause to stumble and fall one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better if the millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Jesus has a pretty strong position on that which is taking place today. And for anyone, whether it's Joe Biden or not, whether it's a school teacher or not, whether it's Dr. Green here in Duval County, superintendent of public schools or not, doesn't make any difference about your biographical sketch, doesn't make any difference about your vitae, as it's called, as far as your academia and your standing, doesn't make any difference how many institutions you've gone to and credentials you've got hanging on the wall. If you take a stand against God and God's word warns it is better that you'd have a millstone put about your neck and cast into the deepest sea. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I really like what you're saying today. We send our children to school to teach them how to think on their own. If a child goes to school and they learn the political party of the teacher, they haven't learned anything. They just learn what the teacher, if the teacher teaches that child what he believes is the political way to go, then the child hasn't learned to think on its own. It's only learned to think like the teacher. And Dr. Youngblood, you first said about, you know, about the a man can have a baby. We're teaching third graders that men can have children. Meanwhile, China, their third graders are being introduced to advanced calculus. Dr. Youngblood, this is not going to end well. Do you hear me? It's not going to end well. And I spoke with my financial advisor, and he said, this week, however the Fed goes, we're going to know which way this economy that this is not the same Fed we had 30 years ago that believed that inflation was not good. And also, we're paying more corporate taxes than just about anybody in the world. What the government, the Democrats, are trying to do is take the same dollar and tax it four times. That way they got plenty of money to make a socialist government out of this country. Dr. Youngblood, this is not going to end well.
Brother, you're exactly right. You're exactly right with your observations and your statement. And if I can put a little parenthetical footnote on what you said, which is spot on, let me simply say this. The Federal Reserve needs to be dismantled. It's not a federal agency. It's not a federal government agency. It's a private agency that controls the flow of dollars in the United States of America. Rand Paul has said for years that it should be dismantled or audited, and they've refused to do so. But it's the feds that's the operating tool for the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party that's wanting to bankrupt America. And if they continue with the rate increases, they're talking about 7 for the year. They've already done 2 rate increases. For every 0.25 point that the rate goes up, you eliminate about 100,000 potential homeowners, home buyers in the United States of America. We're going to watch based on what they're doing at the present time under the guise of being able to control inflation. We're going to watch a major, major, major stagflation and a major depression, in my most humble opinion. I know that's a word that most people are afraid to say or want to some way stay away from, but we're on the fast track for that, lest God intervenes and replaces some of the people that we have in D.C. and the Beltway that socialist, Marxist, communist wanted to destroy our nation. So you're exactly right, and I say to anybody listening, we need to be prepared, need to be aware, need to recognize what we're on the fast track for. It's bad enough to realize we're on the fast track of bankruptcy as a nation, but then to know that we're demoralizing and destroying the minds and the hearts and the ethics and the values of our sons and daughters through the sodomite agenda ought to frighten any person, especially moms and dads, grandparents that's listening today. And Tom, you're exactly right. Unless God intervenes, we have seen the last of what would be called the Constitutional Republic in America.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question, Dr. Youngblood, that, you know, I'm 75, and I think you're in your 78, I think.
I just tell people
person,
I'm still less than 100 years old, so don't tell everybody.
I'd like to ask you, why would an elderly person vote for a Democrat that's going to increase capital gains, they're going to increase the taxes on corporation, when that will eliminate any kind of wealth or any kind of payments coming in other than Social Security? If they make these corporations pay all their money, there's no money to pay a dividend. There's no need to buy their stock because it won't make any money. Can you explain to me why an elderly person that has some money would vote for a Democratic ticket?
We have got a number of people that have aged and should be thankful that God's allowed them to age and to grow into the what I call the gray hair, the white hair, and the no hair community, and they do not recognize that the Democratic Party of today is not the same Democratic Party of the 40s and the 50s. They do not recognize and realize that it has become a total socialist, Marxist, communist agenda, and they're sitting back thinking in yesteryear, but not realizing and recognizing when they go to the mailbox and pick up that check. It might be 1% or 1.5% increase year after year, but when you look at the inflation, you're literally losing dollars every day. By the way, just a little footnote on that. In 1975, there was a major, major radio broadcaster that was dealing with finances, and he made the statement that if the federal government and their mandated Social Security withdrawal were not in effect, a person could take the same percentage, put it in a passbook savings account week after week after week, and after they had 20 years, 25 years invested, they could draw 10 times the amount of money that you could from Social Security and never each month and never touch the principal that's on deposit. just in a passbook savings account. We're not, general public's not recognizing that we cannot trust the federal government to bank our dollars and to control our income. They're doing so. And if they go forward with the Fed coin, that is the electronic currency for the United States of America, it will destroy any value of any 401k, any Roth accounts, any thing that would be called a retirement account for anybody in the United States of America. We're on the fast track for seeing all retirement accounts become federalized, just as they've taken the Social Security dollars and used that to try to balance the budget. So you're exactly right. And the problem is, with the Democratic Party, it's an impossibility for a person that says, I'm a Christian, I love Jesus, I depend on the scripture, and yet say that I'm going to vote Democrat. I say that you're lying to yourself, you're deceiving yourself. It's an impossibility for a Democrat to vote as a Democrat votes and say, I'm saved. That's simply antithetical to the truth of the Word of God. But Tom, you're on target, spot on what you're saying. All we can do is keep looking up. Pardon? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with today sexualizing our children in the public school system, and that's exactly what we see taking place. I'm looking at a newsletter from Tony Perkins. Tony Perkins says the far left push for special privileges for sexual orientation and gender identity has led to a campaign of silencing all conservatives and all biblical viewpoints. In bold letters, he says in his newsletter, the leftists are fast-tracking the LGBTQ agenda through policies and executive orders with no signs of any slowing down, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place today in every school board across the United States of America. And what is taking place here in the state of Florida is egregious, because you recall just a few weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, the Florida recently passed the House Bill 1557 with the governor's signature making it illegal for any teacher to teach the CRT, that's the critical race theory, which is a divisive wedge that's being used by the Marxists to divide society. Let me say once again, and I've said multitudinous times on this broadcast to you, our listeners, one of the things that we see taking place is the involvement and the introduction of the Marxist agenda in society. Karl Marx had 10 major points, three of which are this. Number one would be to divide society. And ladies and gentlemen, society is being divided today along racial, ethnic lines. It's a designed purpose by the socialist, Marxist, communist, Joe Biden Democratic Party today, is to divide society. The second is to absolutely destroy the nuclear family. And the nuclear family, ladies and gentlemen, that is with a mom and a dad and sons and daughters, not two moms and a son and daughter, not two dads, son and daughter, but a mom and a dad and sons and daughters, the nuclear family, to absolutely destroy the nuclear family. That's being done today through the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda with the LGBTQ sodomite push, and that is destroying the nuclear family today. And the third point in Marxism is to dethrone God. And all that we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, we can call it any name we want to. As today, I'm calling it sexualizing our children in the public school. We're talking about different agendas and different things across the nation. But it's all capsulized in what Dr. Henry Morris called a number of years ago, the long war against God. God's word says male and female, and it's the war against that. God's word says we need to put our faith and trust in God and not government. And the socialist Marxist agenda is to absolutely destroy that concept today, totally. Ladies and gentlemen, our schools are teaching the critical race theory. They're teaching the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. And in the new law that is the law in the state of Florida, which kindergarten through the third graders cannot be taught that by law. But I'm telling you, that's being done even in Duval County schools. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.